This is the story you have been waiting to hear.
Maybe you'll find it here.
Find what?
That book you're always looking for.
What if you had the power to bring a book to life?
Eckhart.
Simply by reading it aloud.
Take him to the dungeon. Lock him up.
Unicorn. Flying monkeys. What is this place?
I prefer a story that has the good sense to stay on the page where it belongs.
Okay, here's the deal. Now that we've had two present-day Underworld movies, we get to see how it all started. Underworld Rise of the Lycans goes back hundreds of years to the beginning of the vampire-werewolf feud. The werewolves are enslaved by the vampires, and one crossbreed falls in love with the vampire daughter's leader, then starts a slave revolt. The story to this movie is a bit thick, but like the Alien vs. Predator movies, it delivers on the monster-on-monster violence. For all you guys who were dragged kicking and screaming to Twilight last year, here's your chance to show your woman what a real vampire movie is all about. Underworld Rise of the Lycans gets 3.5 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.